Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for logging on. This is Pastor Gloria Walker of Gloria Walker Ministries. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to log on to listen to this message entitled The Real First Responders. The Real First Responders. You know, I am a pastoral counselor. My background is in education, and God doesn't waste anything. I used to teach school, and now he has me teaching the Bible and helping people through the scriptures, you know, with their life issues. I'm a pastoral counselor. I have a master's in divinity. I'm getting my doctorate now in pastoral counseling. Before I forget about it, let me give you my website. It is GloriaMWalkerMinistries.org. I counsel in the areas of grief and loss, relationships, premarital, marriage, and family counseling, okay? And a lot of times when people hear the word counseling, they automatically think, oh, I can't afford counseling. You don't know that. The Lord has already impressed upon my spirit to have a sliding scale fee, because he knows, I know how COVID has affected people's lives. And the book of Galatians says that as believers, we have to bear one another's burdens. Amen. So while he has called people like me to assist the body of Christ, I mean, I can't do it for free. I've got student loans to pay back, but certainly there are ways to get this done that won't cost you an arm and a leg. Amen. As a matter of fact, this broadcast came about because I was looking over some of my counseling material. I was looking at a book on crisis counseling. I was a couple of things came across my plate, so to speak, and I was looking over some crisis intervention type stuff. And let me read this to you in terms of crisis intervention, and I'm going somewhere with this. It says, crisis intervention is when there is a state of upset, disorganization that is temporary, that has radically negative outcome, radically negative outcome. So as I was looking at this, all of a sudden in my spirit, there was this transfer. Of course, I'm reading this in the natural, right? I'm thinking about the natural world. But I began to see it in the spirit, this negative outcome and things that are going on in people's life. And even, you know, back with the beginning of time, with the fall in the garden with Adam and Eve and what Satan did there that brought about this radically negative outcome, and how God had to send Jesus into the earth as the real first responder, you know. And let me read also to you the like actual definition of what a first responder is. A first responder is like a person, a police officer or an EMT who is among those responsible for going immediately to the scene of an accident or a place of an emergency to provide assistance. So that's what Jesus did in the earth for us. He was a real first responder, okay? And so, you know, like I said, as I was reading this book about crisis intervention, the Holy Spirit just kind of began to minister to me, and it transferred over into the spiritual, and I began to think about some things in terms of how things that I've seen actually in terms of other people's lives as I have operated as a chaplain and as a pastor, and I've talked to a lot of people in terms of, especially as a chaplain, you know, like where they found their source of strength and their hope when they were going through a medical crisis and situations. Let me give you a description of something that I'm talking about. When I encountered people in the hospital, and of course I'm not going to give any names, and you would have no way in the world of knowing who I'm talking about. But when I'm talking about major stuff, I'm talking about major stuff. I encountered a lady one day in the hospital as a chaplain that went to one particular hospital for surgery. And she had surgery in this hospital, and an instrument was left in her abdomen during the surgery. And so she was sutured up and in the hospital recovering. And then she got this really high fever. And so she got an infection, and they couldn't figure out why. So they started doing some x-rays and stuff and realized that one of these surgical instruments remained in her abdomen. So they sent her to another hospital. This hospital was where I encountered her, not at the first hospital, but at the second hospital. Well, at the second hospital, because she had this infection that was set up, that had set up in her body due to the infection, it had spread to her extremity, her right arm, and she had to have her arm, her right arm below her elbow, amputated because of gangrene. And long story short, when I met this lady, she had been in the hospital for 4 months. She had a very good job, but because she had been in the hospital so long, she had to do things through her cell phone. Basically, she had to sign some documents. She was forced to retire on her job, otherwise she would have been terminated. So she had been on her job like 20-something years, and she was forced to retire, otherwise she would have been terminated. So when I talk to you, and I say I've talked to people that have had to rely on their faith, you know, to get them through some situations, these are the type of situations that I'm talking about. And so as I was saying, I was reading some stuff on crisis intervention. These are the types of situations that I was talking about. And so when I was thinking, you know, and I transferred this over into the spirit realm, then I was reminded of a situation, you know, in the book of Daniel. The Lord just brought this to my remembrance, that when we pray, you know, that the Lord, not only the Lord, the angels hear our prayer, because the Lord sends them out to work on our behalf when we pray, when we're in trouble. They are the first responders, okay? Let me read to you what I'm talking about. In the book of Daniel, chapter 10, I just want to jump right in, instead of reading all of this, I just want to go right to what I'm looking for. Wait a minute. If you were to read Daniel chapter 10, chapter 10, verse 12, so Daniel has an issue and he's praying. And he says, Daniel is talking to an angel, and the angel begins to tell Daniel. The angel says to Daniel, I heard you the first day that you set your heart to pray. I heard you. He said, and I have come for your word. This is what the angel is telling Daniel in chapter 10, Daniel chapter 10, verse 12. The angel says, I have come for your word. And if you'll read further on in verse 13, the angel proceeds to tell Daniel, but what happened was I got held up. By the prince of Persia, which is demonic activity. But Michael, the archangel Michael, had to come help me fight in the spirit realm to help me come through. And I left him there. This is what the scripture is saying. I'm paraphrasing. If you'll read it several times, depending on the translation that you have, you might be able to understand it with the King James Version, but if you have your cell phone, just Google it and try to read the NIV, New International Version. That'll make it real plain for you. But again, this is the book of Daniel, chapter 10. Read verses 12 through 15, okay? So this is Daniel. Daniel has been praying, and an angel has finally broken through demonic activity where the angel was held up in the heavens. He couldn't get through because demonic activity was keeping Daniel's words from getting up to the heavens for the angel to come down for his words, to get his words so they could be taken back to heaven to the Father so his prayer could be answered. And the angel is saying to him, but I'm here. I have come for your word. But what happened was Michael had to come and help me. Michael had to fight for me. Michael had to come and help me. Okay? So that's Daniel chapter 10, verses 13, 12. 12 through 15 is what I want you to read. But I also want to confirm that scripture, as the angel said, I have come for your words, over in Psalms, let's see, 103:20. Psalms 103:20, it says, bless the Lord, his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Okay, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. All right? So basically, when you pray according to God's word, angels come for your word. Angels come for your word. So it's very important that you don't say negative things, because angels cannot execute for you when you speak against the word of God, okay? You can't say one thing and do another thing. You can't be saying, for instance, let me give an example. You can't be in a tough situation in need of a financial blessing, needing some money to pay your bills, and walking around quoting scripture saying, my God will supply all of my needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus, right? And then in the very next breath saying, I'm so broke, I don't have any money. Okay, that's just not gonna work. You're walking around quoting Philippians 4:19. Okay, if you're gonna quote Philippians 4:19, you have to stand on that, because guess what? Angels are hearkening to the voice of the word of God. Didn't I read to you what Daniel 10 say it? Daniel 10 and 12, the angel told him, I have come for your words. Thy words were heard. Please, if you don't read nothing else today, when you hear this broadcast, Google scripture or get your Bible, turn to Daniel 10, 12. Listen, then he said unto me, fear not, Daniel. This is the angel talking. Fear not, Daniel. For from the first day, I'm reading the King James Version, that thou didst set thy heart to understand before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. He said, I heard you. I have come for your words. I heard you. So I'm here to tell you that the angels are your first responders when you are in trouble. Now, we don't pray to angels. We pray to God, because God is the creator of all things, okay? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He is the creator. Angels are created beings. We don't pray to the things that are created. We pray to the creator. We pray to the creator. That's understood, right? Okay, but this is what their assignment is. This is what their assignment is. I'm going to read again. Psalms, did I turn from it? 103:20. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his words. So in other words, they have been commanded. When you hear my words, go get them. bring them back to me so I can do what they said. So I can do. Scripture says God is not a man that he should lie. He watches over his word to perform it. That's what Scripture says. He watches over his word to perform it. Let me Google that scripture real quick. Watches over his word. Can't think of where it is. Over his word. But I want you to have it before you get off this broadcast. His word to perform it. Wait a minute. Oh, shucks. Might not be able to because I got too much stuff going on right here. Okay, you might have to Google that yourself, but that's what Scripture says. I got my studio and stuff up. I can't do too much activity. I don't want it to drop. Wait a minute, I might be able to get you right here. Here we go. All right, Jeremiah 1 and 12. I am watching over my word to perform it, says the Lord. That's what the Lord told Jeremiah. Jeremiah 1 and 12. Jeremiah 1 and 12. He watches over his word to perform it, okay? So there you have three scriptures about the first responders. Daniel 10, 12 through 15. Psalms 103:20. And Jeremiah 1 and 2. God is not a man that he should lie. He watches over his word to perform it. So first you got to say it like Daniel did. First you got to say it. When you say it, angels hear it. They come for it. When you say it, the angels hear it. They come for it. They come for it. Take it back to the Lord. He watches over it to perform it. But you know what part of the problem is with us people? We're not getting in the word. We don't know what to say. We don't know what it says, so we don't know what to say. All right? So I want to encourage you that whatever is going on in your life, we got the internet. You need to, whatever you find yourself in need of, first of all, we can't treat the scriptures like, you know, hocus pocus, like it's a magical antidote. We got to have a relationship with the Lord. You know, we just can't be like pulling scriptures like a rabbit out of a hat and say, okay, whoosh, do this, God. No, we got to be walking with the Lord. We got to be walking right, okay? We got to be reading scriptures, okay? We've got to be praying, talking to the Lord, okay, walking in obedience. If the word of God says that sexual immorality is not approving to the Lord, he disapproves of that, well, then you can't be walking in sexual immorality. You can't be in a relationship fornicating like that if you're a single person, all right? You got to be walking in obedience. The scripture says those that are willing and obedient will eat the good of the land. We are set apart people. You can't be just living like the world and expect to receive the blessings of the Lord. Now, if you have received Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you won't die and go to hell. You won't die and go to hell. But if you think you're going to walk in the blessings and favor of God, you are deceived. You are deceived. You don't just receive blessings in favor like that without walking in obedience, okay? That's a lot, pit of hell. Don't you let the devil think, you know, don't you let these preachers preach some type of greasy grace to you where you could think that you could just be out there sinning freely just because you have accepted Christ. Now you can go out there and fornicate because I have ever done, Jesus died on the cross for my sins. No, you can't just be out there sinning like that. Paul said, shall I continue to sin that grace may abound? Of course not. That's what scripture said. Paul said that, of course not. No, God has given us grace, but not grace to just continue to sin day after day after day. No, when you know better, when you learn what the word says, you stop all that. You stop all that. God is a holy God. He expects righteousness from us. Righteous living, not perfection, but you know what's right and what's wrong. If you don't, you need to open your Bible and read it and find out. All right? So that is about my time. Let me give you some additional information before I log off. If you're someone listening to me and you have not never received salvation, I would like to invite you to do that. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says, if you will declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. If all of that was too quick for you, just Google it on your phone, Romans 10, 9 and 10. Read it for yourself and do what it says, okay? This scripture also says that, you know, we should sow as believers, that we should sow into good ground in Matthew 13 and Luke 6:38. It says that we should give and it will be given to us in good measure, pressed together, shaken down, running over, okay? The same measure that you give, it will be measured back to you, all right? So that is an invitation for you to sow into this ministry if you so desire, and you can do that through Cash App if you like. You can find me on Cash App, the $, Pastor Gloria Walker. And I gave you my website where you could look my counseling ministry up. I'll give it to you again, GloriaMWalkerMinistries.org. Also connect with me on Facebook, please. Facebook.com/WalkerGloria. Okay, I'm on Instagram too, Rev Gloria Walker. That's Rev, R-E-V, Gloria Walker. Okay, my time is about up. I thank you for logging on. If you or anyone you know needs grief counseling, a lot of people are passing away due to COVID, and these are tough times that we are living in. If you're someone listening to me and you have not gotten vaccinated, I'm vaccinated. I would encourage you to do that. It's no harm. No harm. It's very safe. I have not had any problems. But you do not want to see some of the things that I've seen in the hospital from COVID. It's really terrible, and it's a highly contagious virus. It's in the air, okay? I wouldn't say outdoors in the air. Well, it could blow you away if you're in the vicinity of someone that has it, but I'm talking about when you're in the same room as someone that has it, if you are unmasked. So I'm, you know, asking you encouraging you to put a mask on, you know, and just be safe, all right? So I hope this message has been a blessing to you. When you need a first responder, first call on the name of the Lord in prayer, all right? But please just know that when you pray and talk to God, especially when you pray the scriptures, like I said, Philippians 4:13, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. And you pray those angels hearken unto the voice of the word of God, and God begins to work on your behalf, okay? So based on whatever you need, your needs are, find the scriptures that match your needs and begin to say them, because God is faithful to perform, to watch over and perform his word, amen? All right, that's my time. You take care of yourself. God bless you.